There was something about Johnson that was different than the rest of us. There was a knowing about him, as if he had been here before, as if dying and fighting was something he had been born to. When he talked about Dongan, I listened.
First thing he done was to sit down and have him a beer with Brunner. Then he had him a beer with Wallowick. He don't like Lobo because he think Lobo's a faggot. He even asked me if he was a faggot.
It made me feel good to hear Johnson say that. I didn't think he would have said it when he first came into the army, or even when he first got into the squad. But we had all learned something about dying and about trying to keep each other alive. It was good. What did you say?
I didn't say nothing, Johnson said. I don't talk that shit. A man in Nam fighting by my side is a man fighting by my side. I don't care what he doing in bed.
We watched as the guy who had been hit in the rear end came out of the tent. He had a big smile on his face. His boots were unlaced and he was walking with a limp. The medic was just helping him into a jeep when he got hit a second time. It was another TT hit, on his hand. But this time somebody saw where the fire had come from. A squad went out to look for the sniper. He probably could have stayed in his tree or his hole for the rest of the war without being caught, but he elected to fire on the squad. They pinned him down with automatic fire while the mortar squad set up. It must have cost $10,000 to kill him.
You hear what happened?
Pee-wee's fatigues hung on him loosely. There were dark stains under the arms that were ringed with salt at the edges.
What happened?
Johnson looked at Pee-wee.
The little Viet colonel gave Stewart a direct order to take some damn hill. Stewart said he wasn't going up first and the colonel called division.
Now what's going to happen? Johnson asked.
Now we going up the damn hill first, Pee-wee said.
What it is, Lieutenant Gearhart was saying, is a small hill overlooking a village called Fuak Ha Tu. There's been activity on the hill, and they want it checked out. The thing is, this colonel is the same one who was leading some ARVN troops that got ambushed along Route 534. Got a whole battalion wasted.
Let's just not go, Pee-wee said.
The vision said we had to go, so we're going, Gearhart answered. We're going to call in artillery to soften up the area. Then explore the slopes off the paddies. All we want to do is draw fire if there's any unfriendlies there.
Pee-wee wrote down the number of the highway that the ARVN colonel's battalion had been ambushed on and said that he was going to send it to his barber, who took numbers back home, and have him play it for the whole month.
I feel lucky, he said.
It was the first time I had seen Pee-wee actually smile since I was back. It was funny that he should smile when we might be going into a firefight.